A study in the scientific journal Nature Human Behavior is looking at the vaccine debate. The study has some recommendations for people arguing in favor of vaccines. One is to have a strong grasp of the facts. Another is to question the methods of arguments used by vaccine opponents. In part five of our series Infectious, Endless Thread podcast hosts Amory Sievertson and Ben Brock Johnson consider how the science of vaccines is debated. And they begin outside a grocery store in Portland, Oregon.
Yeah, some questions?
Yep.
Okay. What's your name?
Howard Markwell.
Nicole Nadeau.
So how do you feel about vaccinating your family?
We've considered it a lot, and we chose to mostly vaccinate our children. We did a delayed schedule and split up some of the vaccines. I don't believe in mandating families to mandatory vaccines.
I'm in the Portland neighborhood of Woodstock, outside a local grocery store chain, taking shoppers' temperature on vaccines.
Nicole sounds reasonable so far.
I'd rather my kids get chickenpox. They're not going to die from chickenpox.
Right.
You know, why am I vaccinating them? Because somebody's making money on me vaccinating against chickenpox. Chickenpox, I mean, the number of people that die from chickenpox, we all had chickenpox when we were kids. We're fine.
If one of your kids decided that they wanted to get more vaccinated than they are currently, how would you feel about that?
You know, it's like any other medical decision that they are going to make.
Sure.
You know? Yeah. And we're including our kids in their conversations with their doctors. They hear us talk about it.
Sure.
I mean, it's the same thing. We don't eat fast food, right? When my kid's 18 and they get a job and they have a little money in their pocket, if he wants to go try McDonald's, that's
sure.
their decision. And it's the same thing with this. If they come.
Admittedly, comparing getting vaccines to eating McDonald's is a little needles to chicken nuggets, right? Vaccines being a safe and effective method, according to mainstream medicine, to protect large groups of people. And McDonald's being, well, food product.
But it's revealing. For Nicole and Mark, avoiding certain vaccines and being critical of vaccines in general is at least related in some way to avoiding fast food.
They feel like the debate is super polarized, and there's no room for a middle ground for people like them. And they're right. You're either an anti-vaxxer or you're pro-science, and never the twain shall talk.
But there might just be a way forward. Lee McIntyre says he's found it.
I'm fascinated with how people form beliefs.
Lee is a philosopher and author of the new book, The Scientific Attitude, Defending Science from Denial, Fraud, and Pseudoscience.
Lee says true science is a process. It doesn't prove something 100% forever and ever. And that makes some people uncomfortable.
You know, the person who's the anti-vaxxer is saying, well, until you've proven that vaccines are safe, I'm not going to vaccinate my kid. Or, you know, until you've got, you know, absolutely definitive evidence, you know, showing this. But the problem is that science can't do that. The trouble is that science deniers tend to exploit that kind of uncertainty.
We heard from an Endless Thread podcast listener who is apprehensive about talking to his brother, who he described as an anti-vaxxer. Lee's advice?
I think that he should listen for at first. You know, calling him an idiot, that won't work. The best way to change somebody's mind is to listen to what they have to say, build some trust, and then work in the facts and evidence as you go.
This makes a lot of sense. Show the person you're hearing their side. Then give yours and ask pointedly to be shown the same respect.
If you look at what happened in Clark County, Washington, which is kind of a hot spot for anti-vax and for measles outbreak, as the crisis got worse, the public health officials started to hold workshops, sometimes even talking to people one-on-one.
We saw some of this engagement firsthand in Oregon and Washington State. Some of it was happening thanks to a woman named Nadine Gartner.
When I was pregnant, a lot of women in my social circles, smart, educated, really conscientious and loving parents, were hesitating to vaccinate their children. And so they asked me what my vaccine plan was. And I was taken aback. And I thought, if these smart, loving parents have questions, there must be something to it.
Nadine ended up deciding to vaccinate her child. But she also realized something in the system wasn't working. So she started Boost Oregon. It's a nonprofit focused purely on education around vaccines. Boost hosts workshops run by a pediatrician. There are no stupid questions.
Immunizations have been associated with fear and suspicion for so long. Parents are so anxious about them, and I really want to change the culture around immunizations. I want parents to see that immunizing your child is an act of love, that you are really making use of this wonderful science that we have, and you're able to prevent needless suffering for your child.
Nadine didn't want us to record the workshop, but we went, and we talked to some parents afterward, like Albina Shirali. She was pregnant, due in just a few weeks. Her husband, Roy, was pro-vaccination. She was more hesitant. Lots of people around them in their family are very anti-vaccine. So she had questions.
Yeah, well, one of them was that apparently some vaccines have particles or part of aborted fetuses. Uh-huh. And so I just saw like a post on it on Facebook. And I mean, it was just kind of crazy, you know? I'm like, there's aborted fetuses in these vaccines and I'm going to put it in my child. Like, what is this? So just a lot of things like that you hear and you don't know how to, you don't know what to believe, I guess. So this is why I decided to, I need to take a class or something, you know, listen to some professional and get my questions answered.
How do you feel?
Much better. I feel like my questions are answered. So I definitely have way more confidence and peace, and I know that it's going to be good for our son.
So do you think it's fair to say that you made this decision tonight, that you are going to vaccinate your son?
Yeah, during the workshop. Yeah.
This is what our philosopher Lee McIntyre was talking about. The way you win is to engage the other side. And that's how you get people like Albina to change her mind.
Present them with information, but also listen. Say, look, you've got concerns. That's valid. Let's talk about it. Maybe not a huge revelation, but these days it is a good reminder to keep communicating. Our collective health may depend on it.
That's Ben Brock Johnson and Amory Sievertson from the podcast Endless Thread. You can meet them and experts who can answer your questions about vaccines at WBUR City Space next Thursday. Details are at wbur.org/cityspace. You can subscribe to Endless Thread wherever you get your podcasts and find the full infectious series at our website, wbur.org.